First of all, a quotation from Srila Prabhupada's purport to Canto 1, Chapter 1, Text 6 of Srimad Bhagavatam. The Acharya or the Goswami must be well acquainted with all these literatures, Vedic literatures. To hear and explain them is more important than reading them. One can assimilate the knowledge of the revealed scriptures only by hearing and explaining. Hearing is called Shravan and explaining is called Kirtan. The two processes of Shravan and Kirtan are of primary importance to progressive spiritual life. Only one who has properly grasped the transcendental knowledge from the right source by submissive hearing can properly explain the subject. So the question that goes with this quotation is that it is often stressed that devotees should read Srila Prabhupada's books and that this is the hearing process. Could you please explain that in the light of this purport from Srimad Bhagavatam? Yeah, reading Srila Prabhupada's books, Srila Prabhupada once said that that's an extension of the hearing process, because hearing means the process of receiving knowledge, and reading is an extension of that. However, hearing is very important also. Hearing from the proper person who explains it properly. And we practically see that within ISKCON, although everyone's supposed to be reading the same books of Srila Prabhupada, although sometimes I think devotees are reading more from Gloria Steinem, who's one of the founder acharyas of feminism, than Prabhupada's books. Or they're reading the newspaper more than they're reading Prabhupada's books. We see it's very important. Just like, I've discussed this also many times. Just like if you happen to take to Krishna consciousness, joining the or via the members of the temple on the hill in Bangalore who espouse Ritvikvad, then most likely you're going to be a Ritvikvadi. Even though if you read all of Srila Prabhupada's books day and night for the rest of your life, you'd never have any idea of anything called Ritvikvad. But it's something which someone else who they don't like anymore made up. And I mean, the people in Bangalore, they don't like the person who made that theory. Actually, the original founder of that theory rejected it. And then someone else who himself doesn't follow anything, it seems, he made a big book about it. And according to the Ritvikvadis, you should only read Prabhupada's books, but to understand it properly, you have to read the final order, which is full of all quotations, which gives you, misinterpretations, which give a new light on Prabhupada's books, which you'd never imagine if you just read Prabhupada's books. And there are various interpretations and understandings, and practically speaking, we do see that it makes a great difference who one hears from and who one is guided from, even though we're all supposed to read the same books. So hearing is essential. We can just read Srila Prabhupada's books, and some fortunate souls, just by reading them, they can get the essence. But Srila Prabhupada, he also spoke regularly to clarify various points within the books. So hearing is also important.